So if you can go back to your very front sheet where your homework assignments are. The first assignment for this week, continuation of what we've done for many weeks in a row now, you will practice using the limit setting outside of the play session. And you will report on what that looked like. So what happened, what you said, and how the child responded. So if there's an opportunity where you set a limit and the child is having a hard time complying, then what did you do to generalize that and use that advanced limit setting process with the if-then statements at the end of the ACT? Okay, number two, so much fun. I like this one a lot. Notice the number of times that you touch your child outside of the play session. So hugging, patting on the head, touching on the arm, holding their hand, scratching their back, whatever physical interaction you have with them, keep count of the physical contacts this week. Now, some of you are going to say, oh my gosh, my number's going to be in the thousands. It's going to be impossible to keep track of that. If you are extremely affectionate and extremely touchy with your children, yes, it's going to escalate and that number's going to go real high real fast. Do your best. I mean, you may have to average it out. Like day one, you got to 46, so multiply that times 7, however you want to do it. But the idea is to just be aware of the amount of physical contact you're expressing to your child. Now, conversely, you may be the parent that says, oh gosh, like, my kid's older, or my love language isn't physical affection, so I'm not really that affectionate at all. This isn't about number. We're not trying to get to a certain place. It's kind of a baseline for, do we want to be a little more affectionate? Do we want to be more aware of taking moments and opportunities to be affectionate? So even if your number is relatively small, it's just kind of a baseline, and then we can go from there. But it's just helpful to be mindful throughout the week of expressing love through physical affection. So that's why that's in there. Number three, related assignment is to play wrestle with your kids. So in a two-parent family, for example, mom and kids can sneak up on dad and try to get him down on the floor. In a single-parent home with several kids, mom can come in and attack and it becomes a play wrestling match in the living room. However you want to do it, whatever partnership you want to enlist your other family members, but play wrestling is fun, it's playful, it brings laughter and giggles, and it's just a healthy, happy expression of physical affection to our kids. And kids love to wrestle, so it meets them in their need for play. Okay. Think of an issue you're struggling with outside of the play session, and we'll talk about that in our meetings. So you can bring that up with your therapist and you can say, hey, this is something that is really difficult. Let's talk through that. And you can role play the advanced limit setting. You can role play choice giving, whatever is going to solve that issue. As always, you'll conduct your play session. And if it's your week to share, make sure that you send the video to your therapist. And final note, reminder is you will write your third note to each of your children using that same script that we've used before. Dear David, I was just thinking about you, and what I was thinking is that you are so fill in the blank. Love mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, pop, pop, mama, whoever you are to that child. So remember, you are choosing a new positive character trait from the list from week 7. And remember, you are varying the method by which it was delivered. So if you did mail week 1 and you did pillow week 2, then maybe do dinner plate week 3. Or, however you can find a creative way to deliver the note, this is your last and final note. So just make sure that you write that and make sure that your child gets it this week. So thank you for sticking it out. You are a trooper to have lasted 9 of 10 sessions. So be very proud of your investment and your accomplishment. We're very excited to have been here on this process with you. And we will see each other on our last week next week, which is week 10. See you then. Bye.